Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ho, 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 listener dear, it's Christmas!
It's Christmas!
Ho, 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 ho.
Yes, ho, ho. I'm Tom.
Ho, 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 I'm Matthew.
And I'm Ben.
Yes, and we are here to do you...
Justice.
We're here to do you a solid, guys.
We're here to do you a Pappy's Flat Share Beef Brothers Cold Cuts.
Absolutely
Christmas
right.
Christmas special.
It's a Christmas special. It was recorded in front of a live audience. It's the first time we've ever recorded one in front of a live audience. And full disclosure, as with the Flat Share Slam Down, we're recording this intro before we've recorded the episode.
Yeah, we don't know how it went.
But we're optimistic before kickoff.
Because we have a
turkey cuts, if you will.
Yeah, what are we going to call it?
Well, turkey.
Cold turkey.
Beef Brothers Cold Turkey.
Oh,
I like that.
That's a better title than Beef Brothers.
It's much
cold
better than cuts. Cold Cuts. Beef Brothers Cold Turkey. Clarky, you're strong today, man.
Thanks.
Let's see. It
can only go downhill from here. He's peaked too soon.
Let's see if it continues into the episode. Exactly.
We've got a great guest.
We've got a great guest in Lolly Adefope, one of our faves. We've been trying to get her on the podcast in various forms.
In person.
In person is the way. She's offered to send a written note. We've said, please, Lolly, can you show up?
She offered to set up in gas one time. We're like, we don't want that.
Come on, do us a solid. Turn up as a solid.
If you enjoy what we do, then and you'd like to hear more of these, there's bonus episodes every Thursday on our Patreon for everyone who subscribes for $5 or more. patreon.com/Pappy's Flat Share. And we also have some shows in the new year.
Pappy's trendy shows.
Trendy shows.
We're going to the Moth Club, baby.
Moth Club in Hackney.
The Moth Club in Hackney is part of Acast's Acast Presents Live series. Very cool people playing those gigs. Us.
Yes.
Brett Goldstein, Giles Brandreth, cool people. We're a cool company.
We're a cool gang, and you can buy lots of cool fried vegan food.
You can get loads of fried vegan food nearby. The gig is on the 3rd. That's more crucial, I think.
Yes,
I just really realised we're talking about how cool it is. Got to tell them what it is. The gig is on the 3rd of February.
Our first gig of 2020.
We've not booked the guest
Let's
yet.
Let's see how much we've grown over the Christmas period.
Well, you're gonna go away and travel the world. You're going on your gap year.
I'm going to come back with knowledge.
Come back with knowledge, wow. And probably a beaded necklace.
I'm going to get hair plugs in Czechoslovakia.
Are you really?
I'm going away for surgery.
Imagine if you came back with plugs. I think that would suit you.
Brilliant.
It'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It'd be very funny.
Because I think nowadays people are very, after Rooney's done it, people are open about it. The stigma's been taken out of hair plugs.
Yeah, and well, there's a lot that Rooney's done for the Steelers. I don't think it's a fast rule that if Rooney's done it, the stigma's gone.
Do you know what? If Rooney's done it, as far as I'm concerned, it's fair game.
Not sure that's rules to live by.
I've got to go. I won't tell you what I'm doing.
No, please, God, no.
Suffice to say, I've got to give someone back their freedom pass. Hopefully it's been a fun episode. You be the judge, as always.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, one and all, and have a very happy new year.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage that they're already on. In fact, close your eyes. And then when I say open them, please welcome to the stage your flatmates for this evening. It's Pappy's. Open your eyes.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Hey. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you all. Merry Christmas to you all. Welcome, everybody. Merry Christmas. Is this your first Christmassy thing of the season? It is. It isn't ours. hi, everybody. Welcome along. So what we're going to do, this is it's our festive podcast double bill. We're going to be doing the Beef Brothers Cold Cuts and we're going to be doing a Flat Share Slam Down in the same night. They said it couldn't be done.
They said, no, they said it shouldn't be done.
It shouldn't be done.
They said they don't want it to happen.
They said it's definitely going to overrun.
No.
But you know what? This is pretty good timing. We're 7:34. I've got it there. We're good for time. At this stage, we're good for time.
Remember this part of the night.
Exactly.
We'll look back on this fondly.
When you're thinking about, are they even doing night buses now? When you're at that stage, think, you know what, they were 7:34. Oh, those houses.
Different
time.
These days. Do you know what? Time. We stay for another half an hour. They just reopen the tube anyway.
Yeah. It's a lock-in, a festive lock-in. So welcome everybody. I wanted to tell you, by the way, thank you very much to everybody who emailed the show.
This is from
Andy. I thought I'd read this out because this relates to a previous episode, the Adam Hess episode of Beef Brothers Coldcast.
Oh my God.
He says, "Hi, Parry, Crosby, and Clarkey."
Great order. Really good order.
He hasn't gone for alphabetical there. He's just gone for in order of how he's remembered us. Thanks for solving my beef this week. You pretty much nailed it. I can see why you're the professionals. This is from Andy, who was going to Amsterdam. Do you remember the Amsterdam
trip?
Yes. No.
So he says, I've decided...
You don't listen to our podcasts even as we're doing them, do you?
Yeah. He said, "I've decided to take Parry's advice and be the change I want to see in the world. I've just booked the flights and will let you know how it went in February."
Yes!
So he's done it. Love the podcast. Genuinely a highlight of my week listening to you guys. Cheers, everyone. Bye, Andy. Thanks, Andy. So Andy's off to Amsterdam on Parry's advice. Good luck.
I really thought I was going to end with a plus one where he's like, "And I've got you a ticket."
Well, what are you doing in February? We've got one show in February, but other than that, your diary's clear.
Brilliant.
Get yourself to Amsterdam.
I'd really freak him out, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
He gets off the plane and I'm just like,
yeah. Wait, where are you in this bit?
I don't know.
You're sort of... What are you...
He's on the baggage carousel.
I'm on the carousel.
Oh my God. He popped out the baggage carousel.
I'd love that.
We'd all love it. I hope it happens. So we've got a fantastic guest to help solve your festive beefs. Do we ever? We've got a fantastic guest. Please welcome to the stage, Lolly Adefope, everybody.
Lolly Adefope!
Lolly's really working the room.
Adefope. Adefope. It's Lolly, everyone.
Lolly's here.
Adefope.
I was really hoping you were going to go back up the other stairs, out the door.
Sally, we're no longer good for time, guys. I'm so sorry. Thank you, Lolly, for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's a total pleasure. Are you a Christmassy kind of person? Do you like Christmas?
Yes.
Good.
Okay.
That's a relief.
It's lucky because that's what this episode's all about. What do you do for Christmas?
Go to my parents' house in South London. And we have goose.
No way!
Yeah.
Someone's doing well for themselves.
Because everyone in my family hates turkey. And one year we just stopped and we said, enough is enough.
It's a good point. I think a lot of people suffer in silence on that.
We're a goose family now.
You're a goose family, huh?
Yeah, we were a duck family for a while, and now we're a goose family.
Have you ever gone for the multi-bird within bird roast?
No. Tofurkey?
No, that's tofu.
That's more of a vegan thing.
Tofu and turkey.
I think you can do a tadukken, which is like a turkey.
A tadukken, that's it, yeah.
Turkey inside a duck inside a chicken?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that... Wait.
Yeah.
I tell you what, that chicken's getting a really raw deal out of it.
That chicken's having the time of its life.
What a party that was.
We're going to do a puppies one at the end of the show, the three of us.
Really? Right?
Our sex tape's called Tadukken.
To fucking more like, am I right?
Am I right?
Do we have a theme tune for this episode? Nah.
Nah. You know the goose, do you get the variety of a turkey? Like, do you get dark and white meat and all the good stuff going on?
Yes.
Good to know.
Wait a second. You've got dark meat and white meat. What's the good stuff going on?
Giblets.
Because you don't eat don't eat flesh.
I'm a vegetarian.
That's the better way of
saying
it.
That's why I want to talk about the meat. Yeah. I live vicariously through others.
What do you have for Christmas?
It varies. My mom does that thing where she overcompensates for me being a vegetarian. So she cooks me like an entire vegetable Wellington. Or like right. One year she made me a whole vegetable lasagna and was like, have... Like yeah, for you, six people.
You get more food, don't
yeah.
you, as a veggie?
Yeah.
I actually think that the non-meat is the best bit of Christmas dinner, actually. So you should just fill up on trimmings. Sprouts.
Cheesy yeah. leeks.
Cheesy leeks.
Yeah. The thing you can't get over is pigs in blankets.
Oh, there's yeah.
There's no replacement for pigs in blankets.
Is there not, have they not done like a sort of plant-based... Pigs in, or as I'm saying it out loud, it yeah. sounds yeah. preposterous, doesn't it?
Yeah,
cucumbers in leaves.
That you don't really get a
sleeping cucumbers. No, thank you. It's also the name of my sex tape. Am I right? Oh, it's horrible.
Yes,
it's horrible.
Not, it's not ideal. Should we crack on with the first beef?
Yes.
Okay.
Or turkey.
Or turkey. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, in fact, Clarkie came up with a good title for this this episode.
Yeah, I did.
So fuck all of you. Oh wait, you've got it. Okay, here we go. We've got
the theme.
We've got the theme. Yeah, can you remember the theme tune for the actual episode? You, don't worry, you recorded it. You'll recognise it when you hear it in a second.
Well, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef from the sorting out your beef.
Cold turkey.
Or turkey.
Cold turkey. We're going to
eat. Oh, cold turkey.
Cold turkey, yeah. Beef Brothers, cold so turkey.
That was my good title. You can tell why I didn't want to tell you.
I like it. Clarky, do you want to do the first beef?
Sure.
Okay, this is from Front Names Only, Fran.
Thank you. Okay. Good evening and Merry Christmas.
Oh, what a lovely start. Fran.
I'm the youngest of three boys, and one day my mum decided that we...
Wait, hang on.
Hang on.
Parry's already like
Fran.
Yeah, like Fran Healy from Travis.
Wow, okay.
Francisco? My boyfriend's name is Francisco.
Is he?
Oh. Yeah.
Is he Italiano?
He's half Spanish.
and half Italian.
Yeah. His name's Francisco.
Bellissimo.
Frankie.
So there is an outside chance this could be your boyfriend.
Oh, dear.
Is he? Wait, let's find it. Is
I'm the man.
Is Francisco the youngest of three brothers, Lolly?
No.
Okay.
Can I take a... Everyone was thinking Fran was a girl, right? It's 2019,
guys. Come on.
It's 2019.
That's what the podcast is all about. Hello, my name's Lolly.
Francis? I bet he is. That's not bad, is it? That's a good bit of... Now listen, I went into that highly confident.
I did, yeah.
I was like, this is fucking good, actually. Is it good? No, it isn't.
It's always fun to see you do comedy about stuff you literally don't understand.
Yeah. Well, I'll take a real punt on this.
Yeah.
No, not at all. Okay.
Anyway.
You learn.
One day, my mum decided that that now we had all left home. Oh, right. So
you started that sentence being able to read.
One day, my mum decided that now we had all left home. We were too old.
No. Clarky. Now that we'd all left home.
Clarky. No, that's the thing.
I mean.
Oh, there's an errant comma in there, isn't there? Yeah. Okay. Now that we'd all left home, we were too old to receive a stocking from Santa.
All right.
See?
Listen, we promised we wouldn't give each other line readings, all right?
Just give me one more time.
Yeah, just... Ben, this time, just have fun with it, all right?
You know. And try the Spanish accent. Why not?
The only issue is that being the youngest meant that the eldest had six more years. Oh, wait, sorry. The eldest had... Oh, my God. I'm really struggling with this.
It's all right, Clarky. You're doing very well.
Thanks, mate.
In post, we'll get Ian McKellen to read it.
Does a great Spanish accent.
The being the youngest meant that the eldest had 6 years more stocking action than the other 3 years.
Okay.
And the other three years.
And the other 3 years.
Yeah. No, he's the, okay.
Wait, I think basically what's...
I can't decipher the code, you guys.
I can't decipher this code of English words. I think what's happened
the
here
oldest
is...
had 6 years more stockings.
Yeah.
So basically...
And the middle one had three years.
3 years,
more.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That's what the words say.
Yes. Yeah.
When I brought this up with the family, they laughed and said that I was a silly sausage. And that I should be happy that I was even that I even got a stocking.
Oh, this
Am
sounds
I
like
a spoilt little boy?
Oh,
I don't know if that's kind of or like
what's
chill out, mate.
What a spoilt little boy? Are you making that sexy, Parry?
No.
Why? Do you pretend to be a spoilt little boy with your wife?
Look, I've been naughty. I've been bad. I deserve something. No. Carry on.
Or do I have a case? And due 6 more years of stockings stuffed with a Lynx box set, gold chocolate coins, and one single orange. Please help. please help, Beef Brothers.
Fran.
Thank you, Fran. Famously a boy.
Famously a boy.
Right, so Fran's problem is he's the youngest.
It's a good beef, this.
Everybody's moved out. They've stopped the stockings, but he's thinking, well, I should at least get 6 more. Well, there's an easy way to solve this. Move back in.
Ah! Yeah.
If you want to keep the stockings, move back in with your parents.
Do you still get stockings?
I've never had a stocking in my
life. Never had a stocking?
Whoa!
Yeah.
Pourquoi? To quote the Spanish.
Yeah. Hang on a second, are you Francisco?
Oui, oui, mon ami.
It's a Christmas miracle. Why have you never... Just not a tradition in
just
your...
Just not a tradition in my house. Well, quite an alternative.
Well, you're goosey,
clearly,
aren't you?
Yeah.
You're a goose family.
We're a goose family.
Do you have a tree?
Oh, actually, goose...
We have a tree. We have a real tree.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, goose was the original, wasn't it? It was geese before...
Geese before bros. You know what I'm saying?
Geese before turkey, except after sea. Is that right? I can't remember. I always forget the duck and rules.
Into duck and there are no rules. It's the tagline for our sex film. Never had a stocking.
Yeah. So I think Fran needs to suck it up, actually. Some of us have never had even one.
Fran doesn't know how lucky he was, yeah.
Can I ask... This is not going to turn into like a sort of... This is not like a child called it situation. You had presents and stuff, didn't you?
What is this presents? No, we had presents, yeah.
And
is a child called it the one with the Samyad?
No, that's... that's five children in it.
Oh. Oh, right, yeah, sorry, yeah.
Very different.
Okay.
Very different upbringings going on there.
Wildly different books, that.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. I genuinely didn't know what you were talking about then.
Yeah, but I tell you what, I'm really regretting bringing it up in the first place. So
and it's the one with the clown, right?
Yeah, that's okay. Right. Yeah, yeah, it's Tim Curry.
And okay. It Follows is which one?
The one about the STDs.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
Which is also Tadukan. Available on Netflix.
So you never had a stocking?
Never had one.
Where were your presents kept?
Under the tree.
And were there separate tree presents as well as presents? Because we had this thing, we had stockings, we had presents, and then on Boxing Day we got tree presents. Or possibly...
Ooh, bloody hell! Oh, Christ alive! Yeah.
And it's actually turned me into a real prick.
So the generic presents, where were they?
So generic presents were under the tree, stocking presents in the stocking, mm-hmm. Tree presents were under the tree but labelled as tree presents.
They said what? Tree presents.
What? This is blowing my tiny mind.
You had so two
tree,
sets of
tree
presents.
Tree present means don't open it now, open it tomorrow.
Open it either, if you're very, very good, you open it at the end of the day of Christmas or you open it first thing.
And are they worse presents?
They were normally books, so yes.
Yeah.
No, they were like extra presents from my grandma, normally like maybe your Beano annual or something like that would be your tree present.
And why? Just to like spread it out.
Just to eke Christmas out as long as you could, as long as you could do it. Did you not like? That's what you want to do with yeah. Christmas, don't you? You want to have yeah. like a little treat on Christmas Eve, like a hot chocolate. You know, you're all going to have a, all the family are going to have a hot chocolate.
What an insight!
Do you not? But that's like.
And is the hot chocolate under the tree?
My dad would make it on the 1st of December. He'd pop it under the tree. Say, don't you touch that.
How big is this tree?
It's a stocking full of dripping with hot chocolate.
It was just a stocking dripping with hot chocolate. Yeah, just melted chocolate hanging out the bottom.
Lovely.
We all got to suck on the end of the stocking.
Whoa. Watch Tadukan, you guys. I think this guy's got a really good case.
I think he's got a good case.
I think it's
well.
Hard being the youngest. Yeah. I think it's important to realise that some people have had it better off than you and you're entitled to, you know, a certain amount.
Yeah, that's very true. Because you're not the eldest, are you?
No, I'm the middle.
You're the middle.
But, I'm older middle. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Big gap.
I'm younger middle.
I'm younger older.
What?
I'm younger, younger older. Yeah. By Tom's logic.
I've got there's my sister and I.
Yeah.
Then there's a 4-year gap.
Yes.
Then there's my brother and my
other brother. Yeah.
So I'm like the younger older because there's my older sister and me and I'm like the younger one.
Sure. You're the
then
sort of
there's
sidekick.
My older younger brother and my younger younger brother.
Yeah.
My older younger brother feels older than me. Does that make sense? You know, like some people are older. He's older.
Yes.
He's older.
No.
To give you an indication, right? He owns a caravan. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I live in a flat the size of a caravan.
You live in his caravan, let's be honest.
This is to illustrate the point. Matthew and I, we did a gig in Wales, and you were off staying with your girlfriend, and Matthew and I stayed in the caravan of Ted's caravan.
Whoa. Anyway, let's
and it's where we came up with the idea of a short film.
I can't believe you did that without the ucken.
So we were talking in the caravan. He put us in this little bedroom, and we were like, that was a good gig. We had a nice time, blah, 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 blah. And he stuck his head around the door and went, all right, lads, no talking now. Lights off. Turn the lights off and close the door. And we both went really quiet.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, we're not allowed to talk now.
Because of his authority.
And it's like, that's my younger brother, but he's not my younger brother. He's like my older younger brother.
Sure.
Do you have any siblings, Lolly?
I've got an older brother.
Older brother or just an older brother?
Right. I've got one older brother.
You've got one older brother?
Yeah.
So that makes you an older younger. Oh, no, just a younger. Sorry. It's a bit it's a flawed system.
I think the new code is really confusing.
Get used to it, guys.
No.
Let's solve. Let's put this beef to bed.
Let's put this beef to bed.
I'll tell you what, I'll read it again.
No, hang on.
Don't worry about it, guys. You've got all night.
I think just get it done in one package. Ask your mum and dad to give you 6 cans of Lynx,
yeah.
6 oranges,
yeah.
6 toothbrushes,
yeah.
And a bauble.
A bauble,
Do you get a toothbrush?
And you get a ball every 6 years.
Yeah. Or like.
Yeah.
This could be done quite cheaply, though, couldn't it? 6 cans of Lynx, 6 oranges, 6 toothbrushes, 6 socks, 2 pairs, 3 pairs.
And a calculator as well. Calculator is what you need.
And then it's just like, there you go. Do it as like a gift, like a gift box or a, you know, an aid drop where it's like you just go bang.
Let's stick with gift box.
Yeah, sorry. That was bleak. Imagine being in a war-torn country and you see the crate come down and you open it up and it's 6 cans of Lynx. Well, does smell a bit like mace, I suppose. We can use it to defend ourselves.
Jesus Christ.
Let's go back to a
charcoal here, yes. Let's bring it back up.
Case closed?
It's wait.
The fuck?
Firstly, it's beef closed, as well you know. And no, none of us have had a chance to speak yet. Lolly, do you have any advice for Fran?
Well, it's confusing because what about the middle brother as well? So he technically is owed 3
cans of Lynx.
Cans of Lynx, exactly. And then you're left with an older brother who's not getting anything, and sure, he's had 6 years, but it doesn't feel like 6 years when your other brothers are getting. gift after gift.
It doesn't feel like 6 years if they're the first 6 years of life as well, because you don't.
You're all alone.
You don't. You're all alone. Exactly. You're all alone.
Yeah.
Too young for links.
Too. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I still get a stocking when I stay over at my parents' house. I don't stay over every year.
Do you still get tree presents on Boxing Day? Little Lord Fauntleroy.
We still get. Actually, 1 year I did the tree presents. I bought the tree presents for everyone.
That doesn't make it better.
I'm not entirely sure what I was expecting for that, but it wasn't the frosty silence I received.
So brave. So brave. So brave. This feels like that interview with that Star Wars actress. No, it's okay.
Yeah, yeah. Not getting to that now either.
Thought that guy down well as well. You just don't know, do you, these days?
I get a can of Guinness in my stocking now.
Oh, that's a good bit of business.
By the way, it's a great bit of business, Clarky.
Start the day
chinning a Guinness. Oh, lovely. Really sets you up for going straight back to bed.
And you've had this from when you were 7?
They started the Guinness more recently than that, but only, you know, like probably 16. 16, I was getting some bit of booze.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool parents.
Yeah.
I'll come around your house.
You're more than welcome, yeah. Mary and Stuart would love to have you.
Why not?
They're good people. So, what are we saying to Fran? What's the advice to Fran?
Tom's airbox.
Beef solved.
Tom's air.
From the sorting, now you're beef.
There we go. It's solved. It's absolutely solved. Lolly, do you want to do this one?
Dear Pappy's lovely guest and producer Emma, when we were kids, my sister and I shared a bunk bed. When we were growing up, this was fine, but I am now 30 and my sister is 33. The bunk bed is still there. We have to sleep in it every Christmas when we visit our parents.
Sorry, you're kind of reading this in a really unusual way.
Sorry, I do voiceovers.
Clarky does voice unders.
Our dad works from home and has long lamented that he doesn't have his own office in the house. My sister and I have suggested that they get rid of the bunk beds and turn our old bedroom into an office, including a sofa that folds out into a double bed. We'd be happy to share the bed once a year during the festive season, and the rest of the year dad would get his beloved office space. Bizarrely, he and mum refuse to follow our advice and insist on keeping the bunk beds. I love my parents, but in this case, I think they're being unreasonable. It can't be right to sleep in a bunk bed when you're old enough to have a Nectar card. I think anyone can have a Nectar card.
I mean, anyone can have a Nectar card, sure. Yeah, I think...
Did you used to get one under the tree?
Nectar cards are for Easter, Tom. You absolute Philistine.
Please help us to solve this festive family beef. Lots of love. Cheers, everyone. Bye, Vicky.
Lovely bit of business.
Lovely bit of business there. So,
that could be a man or a woman.
Yes, of course.
The bunk bed's a tricky one. I had a bunk bed. I've had a few mistakes with bunk beds.
Oh yeah.
Firstly, most recently, I bought a cabin bed. This was in my 20s.
What's a cabin bed?
So it's a bed on sticks with a ladder up to it. So it's a bunk bed without the bottom bunk.
Right. With a desk underneath.
Well, there was no desk underneath. What I did is I would hang my clothes under the so it was like that was my wardrobe.
Oh yeah. Sure.
And it was so creaky that when I would roll over, I would wake myself up. So what I ended up often doing was sleeping on a towel under the whole construction. With a forest of clothes hanging down on top of me. And genuinely, only very recently, my wife said to me, you know, that was a huge red flag when we first started going out. That I was, like, when I first came back to yours and had a cabin bed, and you were saying, well, if you'd like to
hop aboard,
have sex, we could have sex on this towel on the floor.
Oh my God.
She was like, she was basically saying, well, that was, it's a good thing that I thought you were going to be a big success.
And how right she was.
How right she was.
Here's my question for this beef is, it's interesting to me that they would prefer to share a fold-out double bed than a bunk bed, because if you gave me a choice of sharing with any of my siblings, be it older. Yeah. younger, older.
We get this.
Or younger, younger.
Yeah.
I would absolutely go for bunk beds every time.
Really?
I think I'd go for double bed.
Would you?
I think I'd go double bed, yeah.
Single
bed. I think I'd go bunk.
There's far more room for intrusion in...
What?
Whoa.
Excuse me?
What kind of intrusion are you expecting?
You, you don't want to wake up with your, you know, your brother's slobber on your shoulder.
Oh, okay, sure. But, I mean, like, how deep are you both sleeping? Like, are you roofing each other or something? What's going on? Like,
I guess the only time my brother and I now share double beds is stag do's.
When you're hammered.
Yes. And so normally that's the kind of risk you take.
I think it's different for men and women, because I always fascinated when, like, men stay at friends' houses and they don't stay in the same bed, really, if people stay the night. Whereas a girl staying at a friend's house, I think, would naturally stay in
the...
Yeah. Whereas
we've shared many a bed, haven't we?
Oh, we have, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Toxic masculinity is rife.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm here today.
My sister and I used to share bunk beds, and for like about 6 years, from the age of about 7 to 12, and we wouldn't be able to go to sleep at night unless we were holding hands.
Oh,
so
that's
I was
so
on the top bunk, so I'd have to sleep on the edge of the top bunk. But now I think about it, that means my sister used to have to go to sleep every night with her arm in the air.
It's why your favourite film, Cliffhanger.
I had a bunk bed growing up with my brother. He was on the top bunk, I was on the bottom bunk. And one morning, this is so bad, one morning my dad came to wake me up and he said, Matthew, it's time to wake up, time to go to school. And then there was a bit of a pause and he just like left the room. And I realised that I had, like, in the slat above my bed, I'd just like shoved a copy of like Loaded magazine on like a rude picture so I could look at it.
Yeah.
You know,
hands
free. And then
but then whose hand are you holding?
That's not my hand.
I think in my defense, this was a night when Luke was elsewhere. My brother was elsewhere. Let's not know you for names.
But also, there's a thrill to the top bunk, isn't there? There's like, it's exotic. Sleeping at altitude.
Like a treehouse.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, there's the adventure of it. And I think at Christmas, you kind of have the joy of regressing.
That's it, Christmas.
So you
is
get
like,
to go back to being on the top bunk.
It's like an infantilizing time, isn't it, Christmas? So why not do infantilizing things like sleeping in a bunk bed?
That's what I think.
Maybe it's just because they can't decide who gets to be on the top bunk.
Very good point.
Yeah, it's a lot of politics.
Yeah, it's very political. So what I suggest is both on the top bunk holding hands.
Oh. And you under the bottom bunk on a towel.
I'm under, I've hung all my clothes, I've got a copy of Loaded, I'm very comfortable. And if anything, the motion will gently rock you to sleep.
God. They call it a cabin bed for a reason.
That's absolutely.
When you go back to your mum and dad's in Croydon, do you have your childhood bedroom still preserved, or has it moved on?
No, they've moved house.
They embalmed your bedroom.
Have you not been to the Adafopo Museum? Oh, they do a lovely tour, your mum and dad.
No, they moved house about 3 years ago.
Mm.
So
you go and stay at a stranger's house?
Yeah. We have to get on very well.
So you haven't got the feeling of regression.
No.
It's sad when that goes.
It was nice for a while. To get back into a small single bed. Yeah. And
when I go back to my, when we go and stay at my mother-in-law's house, my wife's bedroom is exactly as it was when she was like 12. So
when
there's
did
still
she move out.
Like, oh, like genuinely, like there's like pictures of Will Smith.
Oh,
like
great!
From Smash Hits, like Smash Hits, Will Smith. Will Smith in his prime.
Yeah,
everywhere. And like
that's
the
like
Lion King
now.
Yeah, it's kind of like, so it's like a time capsule. Todd,
it's what my bedroom's like now.
I believe Lonnie literally just said that.
Sorry, can we have a word?
But it didn't get enough from Lolly, and it got a little too much for you.
Yeah. I didn't have enough confidence.
Who did you have on your wall, genuinely, Clarkie, when you were growing up?
I think I didn't Didn't have any posters, I don't think.
You weren't allowed posters, were you? Because no. of Christian parents.
We definitely
couldn't
have anything like sexy.
Clarkie had like a fold down, it was like, was it a railway set that used to fold down? It would fold up into the wall. And at sleepovers, we used to play a game. We'd lie under it, cause it was wooden, and we thought it'd be wiped clean. And we'd chew.
Wait, hang on a second. Do you stick a loaded magazine underneath it? No. You're preaching the converted here, man. Yeah, sure.
We'd chew quality streets and gob them at the wall and get them to stick, and whoever could get highest won. That was our game.
Yeah, my parents didn't like it when Tom came round there.
Our attitude was always, let's have a sleepover at Clarkie's, because at Clarkie's you can do anything. Whereas at my house you can't do anything, or at Dave's house you can't, because our parents are too strict. And better be like, no, my parents are strict. You just do it anyway.
It's because I'm not strict. My parents are way strict.
I would have a water fight at Clarkie's, and they'd be like, what?
So what are we saying to Vicky? I think stick with the bunks.
Embrace
the bunks, yeah.
Beef solved.
Beef from the sorting, now you're beef solved.
If you have a beef with your neighbour...
If you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. Oh. If you've got a problem, call it a beef.
And if you've got a beef...
Beef!
Maybe we can help you, but you have to email us.
There's only one way we can help
there's
you.
There's only one... Listen.
We're not going to come a knocking on your door on a Thursday afternoon.
If you can't help yourself, we're not going to help you, all right? Unless you come to us...
Think about the A-team. If you've got a problem, if someone can help, maybe you should find... paraphrasing, okay?
Okay, anyway, paraphrasing aside, guys, and we love to paraphrase, let's get this email as accurate as we possibly
right,
can.
Sorry,
let's,
you're absolutely right.
So it's beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com.
Absolutely.
Repeating, beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com. Email us today and tell us your beef with your neighbour, with your flatmate.
Your parents.
With your parents, with your loved
your
one.
Your siblings.
And Tom, what are we not after? Beefs about pets.
Oh, yes, please. I mean, it's become a bit of a bugbear. If you do live with a bug or a bear, we don't want to hear about it. But yeah, please do get in touch with all your beefs and we will be able to solve it. And that is a copper-bottomed guarantee.
That is a copper-bottomed guarantee.
We've not solved one yet.
That's true. They've all been solved, apart from the ones that we haven't read out. So email us, beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com today.
Right now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Help! My brother posed the question to me last Christmas to rank the order of the big Christmas chocolate assortments. I gave him the following answer. Number one, Cadbury Heroes, best. 2, Celebrations. 3, Quality Street. 4, Roses, worst. Give me a cheer if you agree. Controversial.
75%.
My brother confirmed that this is the correct answer and that generally people get it wrong by getting the Quality Street and Roses the wrong way round. My flatmate, brackets wife, says that there isn't...
I think we were all picturing a 14-year-old kid writing it. Yeah. Early, yeah.
Says that there isn't a correct answer and it's actually just a matter of opinion. However, I am pretty confident that my brother is right about this and that ranking order A is stone cold, balls to the wall fact. Can you please let me know if my brother and I are right or if my wife is? Your pal, Oliver.
Okay, very quickly, because Lolly, you said 75%. Which one do you think he's got?
I meant 50%.
Oh, okay.
You can't have 75%, can you?
It's very true.
That's very true, yeah. So which ones do you agree with?
Unless you're going to take one out and put in, like, matchsticks.
Oh, no. Never. Way. That's no, it's got to be a selection Never. Box. It's got to be a selection box.
I would switch
you did.
Number one and number two.
So you switch number one and number two?
Yeah.
Celebrations above Heroes. I agree.
Yeah.
Very smart play.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrations, Heroes, Quality Street, Roses.
Yep. Wonderful.
Which
that's my family.
Which one had the thank you very much, thank you very, very, very much.
Thank you very, very, very much, Quality Street.
Was that Quality Street? I thought Quality Street was, is it you they love or your Quality Street? Is it you or your Quality Street?
Literally I've never heard that in my life. Of, right?
Did you not all sing that when you opened your tree presents?
Your butler used to sing it.
My
butler
used to sing it. Famously, I will ask James about this later on.
And then he follows. So, scratch that beef, lads.
Yeah, he followed up straight away.
It's fucking lame.
I love it. This guy's got a wife.
And listening to today's Beef Brothers, you made it clear the stakes need to be high. So here we go.
Oh,
now we're talking.
He's very fond of his exclamation marks, which makes it very easy for me to read. It plays right to my soul. Dearest Beef Brothers, I need help with a festive beef of gigantic proportions. This might be a little late, but I still want some closure on this dispute. My wife gave birth. I think she's the one who needs closure. My
Thomas Parry, please.
Oh. My wife gave birth to our first stone-cold, balls-to-the-wall little legend.
Wait, I like the fact he's got a catchphrase.
Last year...
He's got a catchphrase.
Did you write this letter to yourself?
I love this guy. Dad? balls-to-the-wall, little legend, last year on the 7th of December. Good news, I'm sure you'll agree. However, with this comes the problem of when we can put up our Christmas decorations. This... I feel very strongly about. I believe they should go up on the 1st of December. That's when Christmas starts. I'm not some mid-November decorator like some crackpots round our way. We all know them. But when that advent calendar door opens, the jollity must begin. However, my wife, brackets flatmates, thinks they shouldn't go up until the day after our little boy's birthday, the 8th of December. We always take our decorations down on New Year's Eve morning prior to the big party and be ready for the new year. But with holding back till the 8th, I feel that I'm losing almost a third of that festive feeling. If our boy was born a week later, then we both agree the decorations would go up on the 1st. But because of the relatively earliest December date, she thinks we should hold back. Please settle this beefy bro bros. You're my only hope. Kind regards, Oliver.
Right.
Strong beef.
It's, well, firstly, Lolly, when do you put your Christmas decorations up? Do you put your Christmas decorations up?
Sort of when I get round to it.
Yeah, that's me as well. Yeah.
But I would say first is a good, like, barometer, not before that.
It's basically like...
And do you put a barometer up as part of your...
Yeah, tiny little twinkling barometers all around the house.
Lovely.
The advent I'd barometer. Like, yeah, it's nice.
Air pressure?
Air pressure? Sure.
That what it measures?
I think so.
Lovely.
You said that like you're offering.
A little bit of air pressure.
That's
some kind of air pressure. Sorry.
What air pressure is?
I've got to go.
Yeah, Lolly's out of time now, unfortunately. And crucially,
not what
out
I thought this was.
Out of patience. Well. So for me, it's like the first free weekend. This weekend we'll probably do it.
Yeah.
We haven't got our Christmas decorations up yet because we've been a bit busy.
Me too.
But
so is he asking for an extra week in January?
He's saying, I think it's a decision of, do you wait till your boy's birthday and go on after eight? Would have been in my top four. Come on, guys. This is fucking bloody hell.
You're throwing absolute pearls here, mate.
Thanks, Crossbow.
It's all right. It's my total pleasure.
Which is what you used to do on the day after Boxing Day, wasn't it? Stay to the peasants.
It's a little Christmas tradition. I open the window. What day is it, my good man? Your lucky day. Have a pearl.
As long as they are pearls, you haven't got your loaded magazine.
I plucked this one off the ceiling.
Gross. Clarky, are you a 1st of December man?
I'm going to be controversial here. I actually really like roses.
Yeah, 1st of December, man, all the way. Or as early as you can get it. Has to be December.
Yeah. But yeah,
that's not controversial.
What's the benefit of waiting until after the birthday?
Well... I feel very personally attached to this. My birthday's on the 16th of December.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that is too late.
Thank you. I know. So my family would
no,
wait
yeah,
until the 16th, the morning of the 16th, to put up the Christmas decorations. So when I come down in the morning to open my birthday presents, everyone else is really excited because they're coming down to the Christmas decorations. And so there's this really lovely moment where we all go in and it's like, whoa, and it's like, happy birthday.
Whoa, it's Christmas. Like only I can open presents.
But it's a distraction from your birthday because everyone's like, whoa, it's Christmas. And you're like, hello.
But it used to make my birthday morning to me as a child feel very special. And I think what this guy's getting on the 8th, the boy will have a very nice feeling from it. So I'd say I'm an advocate of it.
An advocate of it. So you're saying start it on his birthday. Is it the 7th or the 8th?
On the 8th.
Start it on the 8th and make it a big feature of the opening of the presents and everyone comes down. And it's just, so does that mean your parents would decorate like overnight? Yeah. They would decorate overnight. They'd do the entire house and they'd put the tree up while you were in bed.
Yes.
And then you'd come down and the house would all be done.
Yes.
Did you not in later years sort of, does it not rob you slightly of the pleasure of being part of the putting up of the decorations? That's, you put on, what's the thing, you know, the Narnia, Christmas Narnia, fucking, what the fucking hell is it called? Narnia.
What do you call it?
Samyad.
Yeah, I do my reading from A Boy Called It.
The Lion, the Wardrobe and It.
Yeah, in fact, it's not even, we watched the BBC adaptation of The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, yeah, you know, that one. Yeah, yeah. Or we watched Box of Delights, the old BBC adaptation of that.
Which you get on Boxing Day.
Yeah, that's my tree presents. And then it's part of, like, all the family sort of do something together. Did you not miss that bit?
No, it was always like a magic trick to us. It'd be like you'd come down and suddenly, nice. Christmas is here! And it's the same on Christmas Day morning, you'd come down and like, pow, all your presents. Hit a gun.
It feels like he's worried about missing out on some of the days. So maybe he should just take the Christmas decorations down on the 8th of January. And then extend it, and then he still gets a month.
Yeah. Just as a one day, just like chuck it all out.
Yeah.
And then like bring it all back in again.
Why don't you do this? Right.
Roella.
Because the one thing I think we've lost at Christmas is
Christianity.
Jesus. And that's why Lolly's here today. She can talk to us about It doesn't have to be all or nothing. Christmas isn't just one gear, fifth gear. The way it used to be would be on the first you'd start opening your advent calendar, the advent candle would come into play. You're doing doors and candles, hello. Then on the 16th, decorations go up and it's like, oh, hello, more Christmas. Yeah. And then Christmas Day, the presents arrive. So like what this guy could do is on the first, he could start putting up something small. Elf on the shelf.
A partridge and a pear tree.
Sure, yeah.
And then, you know, something a bit up. And then, bang, on the 8th, a tree. Hello. Trees in play.
This feels like it's even less about the birthday now. It feels like that's not even
I think you're taking it away from the birthday.
Because it's not a birthday tree, is it?
Wait, but is it Oliver who's pissed off about missing out on some Christmas?
He's saying he's losing a third of that festive feeling.
I mean, the big thing is really, get over yourself, you're a dad.
I prefer the first beef.
Yeah,
the first beef was a lot more dramatic.
I think it has to be about the kids, doesn't it? And at the moment, right? If
someone just starts, I swear, someone has to be about the kids.
But at the moment, obviously, the kid doesn't know it's Christmas. They're not going to realise what's going on. So put your decorations up whenever you like and enjoy as much Christmas as you want. But you know, when they're sort of 4 or 5 or 6, and they start to appreciate what Christmas is, just got to make it about them, haven't you? Give them, you know, give them
a can of Guinness.
Lovely, lovely can of the black stuff. Why not? I think. I mean, that's not really. You can't solve it on Beef Solved with the phrase "Get over yourself, you're a dad." But But I think we're doing it.
Beef Club.
Beef Solved.
From the sorting, now you're beef.
Beef Solved.
Lolly, do you have a festive beef you would like us to solve?
No. Imagine.
Audience wants here.
It's not that festive, but I think I can culturally appropriate it and make it festive.
Sure, absolutely, yeah.
So whenever I cook dinner for the aforementioned Francisco, without tasting the dinner, he takes the chili sauce from the fridge and puts quite a lot of it on the food.
Ooh.
And, you know, to make that Christmassy, maybe he's going to do that.
on your, with your goose.
With my goose, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He could chilly up the goose, yeah.
Yeah.
Chilly up the goose.
Don't chilly up the goose.
Chilly up the goose, Francisco.
Chilly up the goose, mate.
Have some self-respect.
Firstly, what chilli sauce is it?
It's called like... I wanted to say Count Chocula. It's not Count Chocula. What's it called? Cholula?
Is Cholula one?
Cholula, yeah.
Cholula, yeah. Okay.
My first question is, why is it in the fridge?
Yeah,
I was... chilli sauce in the fridge, do you?
Yeah, after you've opened it.
Everyone's putting it in the... I'm not putting it in the fridge.
You've got to put it in the fridge,
is
mate.
Is it different to hot sauce?
No.
Put hot sauce in the fridge, you
wait,
mad?
Are you yeah. putting... Wait. Are you putting sriracha in the fridge then?
Yeah.
Are you really? I thought I was just getting the shits from it being really hot.
Vintage sriracha.
I've got some really old sriracha. Well, this is unfortunately not a beef we can solve ourselves.
Oh, no.
But we do have somebody. Tom, you've got a friend, haven't you?
I'll go and get him now.
You only went one way.
Yeah.
Well, here I am.
It's Fanshawe Standen, everybody. Fanshawe Standen.
Ladies and gentlemen of the podcast, well, pleasure to be here talking into these candlesticks with string. Will wonders never cease? Well, Lolly, I'm going to be brief with you. Hearing you there talk about damn dear, that dear Frenchman of yours, Eiffel Tower, real nice. Brings me in mind of a story. Now I'm sure you're aware. I'm from a small town. Simple folk. Hell, we the kind of person that would put a can on a hat.
Wait.
And call it a Friday night.
Sure.
Well, y'all remember the year. Surely, man comes into town on horseback, gets off the saddle, opens his bag. What's in the bag, says John.
Wait, which John is this?
John Bag.
Of course John Bag was there.
Issuing his famous catchphrase. What's in the bag?
And was he referring to himself or the bag?
Well, who knows? With John, everything was about bags.
Sure.
Just, he got lucky this time.
The stars aligned for him.
It was a good day for John Bag. Fella reaches down into the bag, takes out what I could only describe as a small pig. What's he doing with that pig, John? What's he doing with the bag? Focus on the pig, John. Anywho, gets out a fiddle, starts playing some music, the pig starts to dance. Hell, you ain't said the like. Foxtrot. Oh, coins start flying through the air, dancing pig. Famous now.
Immediately famous.
Immediately famous.
That's how good the dancing was.
Saturday night comes around. Crowds gathered. Dancing pig, it's not enough anymore. Sure, we've seen a pig dance, saw it just last night. John will tell you. Man says, sure, but have you seen a pig dance on stilts? Goes back into the bag, takes out some stilts, 7 foot tall. Huge bag, said John. And to be fair to him, he had a point this time round.
It's a big bag.
Pig gets on the stilts. Fiddle comes out. Starts playing the banjos.
Wait, Fiddle was the name of the guy who played the banjo.
Yeah, yes. Fiddle's is the guy who plays the banjos. Pig starts going for it. A rumba, I seem to recall. For a couple of minutes, He manages to get away with it. But to cut a long story short, he was dancing too near to the creek.
Oh, no.
That pig never danced again.
Whoa.
What I'm saying is this. Sometimes when you got a dancing pig, you don't need to put it on stilts. You tell Francesco from me, arrivederci. He's gone.
I've got it.
Wow.
I've got to say, we're in dangerous territory when Fanshawe starts making sense. This is like the Upside Down. All right. Well, that's hopefully has that solved your beef?
Absolutely.
Well, I hope you have a very Merry Christmas now as a result of this new information.
Thank you so much.
Can we give a huge round of applause to our guest, Lolliana Pope, everybody?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Once again, Lolliana Pope.
Lolliana Pope.
Wow, baby.
That has set me right up for Christmas Day, that has.
That has made me feel all warm and fuzzy inside. I feel like I want to now kip in front of the Queen's speech.
You watch it, do you?
Oh, no, I kip in front of it.
No, interesting.
just the right level of reverence, I think.
Yes.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that.
Do you know what would make me watch the Queen's speech? If she was getting grilled by Emily Maitlis. That's what they should really try for that this year.
I mean, they can try.
Oh, that would be really, really exciting.
That would be appointment broadcasting.
Well, if you enjoyed that episode, please leave us a review on iTunes or Nature's review on iTunes. Recommend us to a friend because we would love to grow the listenership.
Yeah, I always love it. We got a message the other day from somebody saying that they said late to the party, they've just listened to every episode and watched every episode of Bad Alts.
Whoa.
God bless you, mate.
Yeah.
Because
what a trooper.
That is a lot.
But spread the
word.
Not done that. But Clarky's not even done that. No, please spread the word because if you think you've got a friend who would enjoy these silly podcasts we do, we then turn them onto the podcast because that is how we grow.
Absolutely. Let's make 2020 a big year.
Let's make it a big year for Flat Share Slam Down. In fact, all of the Flat Share family.
Of course.
All of the Flat Share family.
This episode was produced by the one and only Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
And we should say, since Emma Corsham has come on as producer, what an amazing job she's done.
Yeah, she's the best.
The absolute unsung hero. Flat Slam.
And also the sung hero.
Oh. Corsham.
So look after yourselves.
And each other.
And good night.
Cheers, everyone. Bye.
So thank you for listening to that episode and very Merry Christmas from all of us here at Pappy's.
Merry Christmas!
Ho, ho, ho! And as a special extra treat, we got an email. And remember, if you would like to send us an email, our address is pappysflatshare@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Get in touch.
Get in touch today. But we had an email from... Can we do full names in this case?
I think in this case we should.
We're going to do front and back names.
Special occasion.
Mike Sheldon got in touch to say, "Hey guys, I was digging through a box of old records and I came across this folk song from the late 30s, which seems to feature a mutual friend of ours. Have a listen. Let me know what you think. Your friend and mine." Your friend and mine. Lovely sign off there. Mike Sheldon. And he's unearthed.
Sheldon, you legend.
He's unearthed a song all about, well, we'll let you listen to it, but if you...
Suffice to say, this is dedicated to the memory of someone we may or may not. No.
Well, he may or may not have existed. Is he alive? Is he dead? Did he never exist?
This is compelling evidence that one of those things is true.
I think maybe all of them are.
And that's his way.
Let's listen to the song and enjoy.
McCluskey was a man of weather, but no one knew him whatsoever. Storm came up, his ties did sever. Poor old John McCluskey. As the rain was coming down, he got the word out to the town. They were safe, but he did drown, our hero John McCluskey. Where he lived they could not place, no one could recall his face. His body vanished without a trace, now his grave is empty. So if a storm is drawing near, a ghostly figure may appear, here for comfort, not for fear, the ghost of John McCluskey. The ghost of John McCluskey. The ghost of John McCluskey. The ghost of John McCluskey.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.